And it's the sun now that's worth keeping an eye on, because solar activity tends to run in 11-year cycles, and all the signs point to a new cycle starting right now, characterized by sunspots, dark features moving across its surface. This time, astronomers have some of the most sophisticated instruments developed at their disposal to study the onset of those sunspots, as well as eruptions and solar flares. The last couple of cycles have been relatively weak, but predictions say this one is going to be a biggie. And that could mean geomagnetic storms, which severely disrupt communications here on Earth by knocking out satellites and damaging power grids. To find out more, we spoke to Jack Harvey, astronomer at the National Solar Observatory at Tucson, Arizona. This one's called Cycle 24. Why?
The numbering of cycles was done by a Swiss astronomer who wanted to see how far back in time he could trace earlier observations, and he worked it back to a cycle that he thought was as far back as observations would go, and he called that number one.
And if these have about an 11-year period, then there must be some excitement about watching one start. They're not all that frequent.
Well, for me, it's particularly exciting because I've been looking at them for 50 years, and if I can get another sunspot cycle under my belt, I'll be really happy. The excitement, though, is that we want to make sure that another cycle actually occurs, because sometimes the cycles are delayed.
But you and many other astronomers are primed, looking out for the beginning of this next cycle. What instruments exactly are you using?
Well, compared to 10 years ago, when we had a nice variety of instruments, we have even more instruments now, including the one that we use to look at the sun's magnetic fields and see evidence of the new cycle. But there are many others.
And this magnetic word keeps coming up, the sun's magnetic field. Do you have instruments to measure that directly as well, then?
Yes. We use a certain kind of polarization of the light. That is, it has a certain direction, as well as just the intensity or the color of the light. We can measure that direction, and it tells us something about the magnetic fields. By measuring this polarization, we can make a map of the sun's magnetic field, showing everywhere on the surface where the magnetic fields are and how strong they are.
Now, some predictions or some forecasts of cycle 24 say it's going to be a particularly strong one. What's your view on it?
Well, I'm inclined to favor that idea because the evidence is that if cycles begin rapidly, they tend to be strong. And I'm an optimist. I want to see some more solar activity of great strength, only from a scientific standpoint, because it causes a lot of geomagnetic activity, which is not pleasant for Earth and its technical systems that we have now.
Well, this is what I wanted to ask you. What kind of impact could it have if it's a particularly strong cycle?
Well, if we have a real strong cycle, then we'll have more of the geomagnetic storms that are caused by eruptions of material from the sun. Geomagnetic storms can affect navigation systems such as the GPS system, can affect communications, particularly shortwave, which isn't used much these days, but it can knock out shortwave communications completely.
Well, the BBC World Service, of course, is available on shortwave in many parts of the world.
Well, it would be possibly blanked out by a geomagnetic storm.
Well, let's hope from our point of view anyway that it's not that strong a one. But is there any way that you can forecast at this stage whether it's going to be or not?
Well, if I could, I would be giving a paper about it right now. Unfortunately, we don't know enough about the cause of solar activity to be able to forecast the strength and the actual timing of a solar cycle. We've been making a lot of progress through new observations, particularly of the interior of the sun, but we're still not there yet. And like all science, when we have an idea of how things work, we need to test it. And so we've got some new ideas for this cycle, and we're just looking forward to being able to test them by actually observing the cycle.
Dr. Jack Harvey at the National Solar Observatory in Arizona.